Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jan Jones is our guest, our good friend, and my good friend, and now and your new friend, but not for long. We're going to get Jan back on the show another time. She is the author of the brand spanking new book that I am very excited about. And folks, you know I talk about a lot of books here, but this book is really well done. The CEO's Secret Weapon, How Great Leaders and Their Assistants Maximize Productivity and Effectiveness. And folks, if you've got an administrative assistant that you care about, buy this book and read it and then give it to them and share it with each other. There's so much that you can learn how to behave, how to act with each other. Jan, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on the book. Jan is the president of Worldwide Speakers Jones. I'm sorry, Jan Jones Worldwide Speakers Bureau. You want to give us a website, Jan?
Yes, it's janjonesworldwide.com.
All right, so check that out. Talk to us about some of the people you interviewed in the book and what you learned from them.
Jim, I was very fortunate to have some very high level global leaders talk to me for my book, and they did it primarily because they wanted to showcase their fantastic assistants. So I had people like Donald Trump talk to me, Sir Richard Branson, Dr. Ken Blanchard, John Chambers, who is the executive chairman now of Cisco Systems in Silicon Valley. He wrote the foreword to my book. And, you know, these people took their time to respond to my book. Of course, Steve Forbes is somebody that you helped me to interview as well. Because they understand the value of an executive assistant. They know the difference that an assistant makes in their lives. And they were very, very keen to share and to showcase their assistants and to help executives to understand why they themselves need to have somebody like that in their lives as well, who's going to smooth out their life and, as Donald Trump says in his case, makes his life almost manageable.
Mm-hmm. So some of these people have more than one, don't they?
Oh, that is correct. Yes, well, when I worked for Tony Robbins, he actually had a group of seven assistants. We had I was myself and my assistant who were his executive assistants, and then he had assistants who helped him in his research and writing his book. And then at home, he had a couple of assistants who helped him on the home side of the business.
Right.
All the people that he had to entertain and meet and things like that. So, yes, a lot of people have several assistants. Of course, now that's something of a luxury these days. Assistants are typically people who will be supporting more than one executive because of belt tightening in recent years. But,
right.
But still, you've still got many organizations where there have dedicated assistants.
What is the one thing, one or two things that you learned from your interviews that you felt was consistent across the board?
The thing that I saw in all executives, I think, was that their clear understanding about the value of their time. And because their time is so valuable, they don't have the time to allow themselves to get involved in minutia. That they understand the value of that their assistant brings to them, that if you choose the correct person, that they are able to very much take over as your face to the world. I like to call it your best PR person, because they make the first impression for you. People find out who you are through the quality of your assistant,
right.
And they judge you from that person as well.
Well, and that person has to know who to let in, what to let in, right? Because you mentioned the time factor. She or he has got to know, okay, they're triaging basically, aren't they? What do I let in? What do I hold back and not get into too much trouble about, right? Cause you know, I mean, sometimes if you hold some things back from me, I'm going to say, wait a minute, I wanted to see that. Well, okay. But you know, I was just, you got to, it's a fine line there, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely vital that the assistant understands exactly what needs to be put in front of the executive. As important as what they do not need to see is what they do need to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, a lot of the time now we're hearing about Hillary Clinton and the emails, And I say to myself over and over again, where was her executive assistant?
Exactly.
Where was her assistant in all of this,
mm-hmm.
while all of this chaos was going on? Who was there supporting her or not supporting her? Somebody was not doing their job.
Well, and I'll tell you, in those cases, it's what we think we know is that those people are so fawning that they wouldn't tell her the truth, which brings me to a point about an executive assistant, and that is that I was just thinking it before you even mentioned that an executive assistant has to believe in the company, has to believe in the executive, has to believe in what they're trying to accomplish, not from a worshiping standpoint, but just from a standpoint of, I believe what they're doing, and I want to be part of it.
Yes, you know, you've got to have an assistant who is going to tell you the truth no matter what.
Yeah.
You have to come to rely on this person, and a lot of executives do. You know, this is why assistants have a lot of clout, because over the years, the executive has seen that they've been able to trust their executive's instincts. And so you've got to look for somebody who's got very, very good instincts, somebody who's strong, somebody who will tell you things the way they
are.
Because
a
lot of people... Absolutely. People are intimidated by executives, and they won't say to you the things that you need to say.
Right.
So you need to find this in an assistant.
I bet the one question that's most often heard between executive and assistant, especially the ones who are really the best, is the executive looking at the assistant and saying, what do you think?
Absolutely.
Or what do you think I should do? What do you think, Janet?
Yes. You know, and they get asked that all of you would be surprised that the assistant gets asked that a lot more than the CFO or the COO.
Right.
What do you think?
The book is called The CEO Secret Weapon. The CEO Secret Weapon, folks, by Jan Jones. Wherever books are sold, Jan, and can they find it at your website as well?
Yes, you can go to the book's website, theceosecretweapon.com.
All right.
And also Amazon is a very good resource for the book.
Thank you, Jan.
It's my
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.